So if we left off on Daf Hey Yomid Beis. Everyone healthy? Anyone ill? Okay. Everyone should have a refuah shleimah. Left off on Daf Hey Yomid Beis, where Rav Papa asked Abaye, how could Shmuel say in our sugya that Harayat Mekudeshet is valid without the word Li? Doesn't Shmuel hold the Yadayim Sheina Mochichos are not Yadayim? And then he changes the girsa of what they had heard from Shmuel, etc. Namely, the assumption of our sugya is that the world of Yadayim applies to Kedushin. Is that something that is obvious, that the world of Yadayim applies to Kedushin? No. In other words, it's an Abaye in the Gemara in Nedarim, right? As to whether Yesh Yad L'Kedushin or Ein Yad L'Kedushin. So now let's start one step earlier. If I were to wake you up in the middle of the night and ask you, Yesh Yad L'Kedushin or Ein Yad L'Kedushin, what would you answer me after you washed and said Birkas HaTorah? What would you answer me in the middle of the night? Yesh Yad L'Kedushin or Ein Yad L'Kedushin? What should be our default position? It's just a machokas rishonim. No, it's a machokas over there in the rishonim in the sugya. So I photostated for you Tosos and the Ran. Tosos starts off tema. Mehechi tesi yad l'kedushin. Ma pitom. In other words, if I wake in the middle of the night, you'd say, vade, there's no yad for kedushin. In order to have a yad, you need a gzeres hakosuv. We have a gzeres hakosuv of nazir lahazir. And we have Xeris Akosov Khayosim Pivyasa, right? We have Xeris Akosov in the world of Nadarim. We have Xeris Akosov in the world of Nazir. That's it, that's it. In other words, hello, Nadarim Lo Yadin on Yad Ela de Iskush, Nadarim Lo Naziris, Kedim Rinan Lael. Vim Kain, Amrinan. Our default position would be Hecha de Goli Goli, Hecha de Lo Goli, Lo Goli. Right? In other words, that and then Tosis brings another raya that in Sugya, which asks about Yesh Yad Lepeya, Yesh Yad Litzdaka, Lo Mesachka Le'el Mishum, De Iskash Le Korbanos. You need a Hekesh. We need a Gzeres HaKosov. So Ma Pita'om, that we should have a Yad in the world of Kedushin. Now what does Tosis answer? So Tosis answers that we have a Hekesh. The Kedushin Nami, Kevan Da'asal Yakul Amaka Hekdesh, Lekach Mesachka Le, Shema Yesh Yad Le Kedushin Kamo Hekdesh. Hekdesh is also, Hekdesh is created via a Neder. And therefore, we have the world of Yad in the Darim, so maybe we'd move it over to the world of Kedushin. Okay, and Tosis then continues and deals with Gitin, etc. We'll come to that at a later point. Who disagrees with Tosis head on? The Ram. Right, the Ram starts off, Boi Rafab Yesh al Kedushin, Afilu Biyad Mochiach Kami Boile, Mi Amrinan Nehi Delo Israbu Le Yados Be. Yados, kama, behedya gamrinan, bememotzinu minadarim. Bememotzinu, we pointed out, even if we have a question as to how to view a binyanav, how to view gzera shava, but a bememotzinu, that's pshuto shel mikra. That's pshuto shel mikra. So bememotzinu, baro, that every time we have amira, we have a din of, yadayim, bememotzinu. Right? Or, so, in other words, according to the Ran, if the Ran would be woken up in the middle of the night, he would say, Bara, that's easy, Yad L'Kedushin. So why then is there an Avaya? So the Ran explains, Ein Yad, why? De Nedarim Shaini, De Chamire, Dathilu V'Dibura Ba'alma Chayale, Ma Sheinkin B'Kedushin, Shein Tzrichin Eze Ma'aseh, Kesef, Oshtar, Obia, namely, maybe where is their world of Yad? There's a world of Yad where everything is created via Hafla, where it's pure Amira. But when something is Chal and requires a Maisa to accompany the Dibur, it's Kid over here, because we would say the other way around. We say you need a Dibur to accompany the Maisa. Okay, so when you need a Dibur to accompany the Maisa, maybe over there you need a Birur. Maybe it has to be a very, very clear Dibur. And we'd say that a Yad wouldn't work. Those are the two sides according to the Ran. Could you distinguish a little more conceptually, maybe say what the Ran is saying, but say it not as a chumra and a kula, But really, what's the core of the distinction? Again, I think the Rambam means this, simply the Rishonim spoke in language of the world of Metzius. But if we're going to move over to the world, the conceptual world of Prisker Torah, how will you distinguish between a neder and kedushin? Why, in other words, mitzad echad, they're both amira. And if an amira, a yad works, so it should work across the board. Mitzad sheni, what is the difference between the nature of the amira in neder and the nature of amira in kedushin?
Neder requires a more full amira. Like, it's not... I mean, the amira is what does everything for neder.
Fine. That's what your point... You're simply you're paraphrasing the Ran. I want you to take the Ran, not to paraphrase him, but to raise him to a conceptual level, yes?
Maybe like the Ritva on that a neder is something that's more or less mo for on himself, but kedushin is something that requires...
Excellent. In other words, namely, that in the world of neder, the amira is an expression. It's what we call in Hebrew a bitui, bitui svatayim. I'm expressing my will. So maybe when I'm expressing my will, it's enough for me to have a yad. But in kedushin, as Yisrael points out very properly, kedushin is an issue of communication, right? Tikshoret. A man wants to communicate something to a woman. He wants to communicate to her that he would like to marry her. And so maybe over there we would say that a yad would not work. Maybe when you're communicating, you have to be super clear. Otherwise, how's the person to know what you meant? In other words, I know someone who gave, you know, who asked a woman, "Would you marry me?" And she answered, "What do you think?" And 30 years into the marriage, she still doesn't know if she agreed or not. In other words, that she said something in her mind, Barbara, what do you think? Of course I would have you. But in other words, there's a certain lack of clarity within that amira. We don't require her amira, right? The moment that she was at the capital, the Kesef Kedushin, so kind of read that everything is fine. But I'm pointing out that the moment that you have a world of communication, then things have to be clearer. Those of you who are married know that one learns that if you didn't know that before you were married, you learn that from experience being married. That you have to be very, very clear in terms of what you're saying. Okay, so our sugya, we pointed out, assumes that a yad works. Again, according to the Ran, that's the default position. According to Tosos, that's the chiddush. What sort of yad works? So here, if you recall, just a short chazara for what we spoke about last Wednesday, we pointed out that the Rishonim deal with the etymology of the word yad in two directions. We saw the Ran in the Darin, and Rashi by us says we're dealing with a yadit, a handle, while the Rambam Perish Mishnayah says we're dealing with a yad, a hand, a handle or a hand. And we pointed out that it could be a question as to how does a yad work? Is it that when you have a handle, then with the handle you pick up the entire jug? So via the yad, it's as though you said the entire amira. You have over here a shorthand. Or do we say no, that a hand, in terms of a body, is a part? No one would say that a hand is the body. It's really enough if you simply say a part. You don't have to go beyond that. So we wanted to say that yitachein, that would be the question that we have, machokas abaye v'rava, do you require yadayim mochichot, or is it enough to have yadayim shein mochichot? But we said, but where do you draw the line between mochiach and no mochiach? So here we saw machokas Rishonim, a machokis between Tosfos over here on Daf Hayam Adays and the Rambam and Hilchos Nazirus. Tosfos asks, when the Gemara speaks about ehei, right? A person says ehei, and the Gemara calls that a yad she'eno mochiach. Tosfos says, why is that a yad she'eno mochiach? That's not a yad at all. You know, it's ehei could be, very well mean, I'm going to be in a tainus. Since when does ehei necessarily mean I'm going to be a nazir? So it says, no. No, that even a yad she'ein mochiach has to have a mashma'ut, that it means you're going to be a nazir. The only difference between a yad mochiach and a yad she'ein mochiach is the degree of mashma'ut. You need a probability. There's a probability that a hey means a nazir as opposed to a as opposed to a tainis, right? I mean, we're assuming that a hey doesn't mean, in America, say, a person decides he wants to be a woman, so we'll say a hey, right? But in the time of the Gemara, right, gender was not fluid. If you're a man, you're a man. There's not going to be any a hey. So a hey would have to be either a nazir, or a hey would be the tainis. Those would be the two a heys. And Tosis' working assumption is that a hey has a mashma'ut tfei. It's mashma tfei, that it means a nazir, which can be taken at any time, miyad, a hey implies immediacy, as opposed to a tainis that would have to begin at a certain time of the day. Masha'ein came. That would be a yad she'ena mochiach. And if a nazir is walking in front of you, then it's a yad mochiach. Namely, we need mashma'ut, we need probability. The only question is, to what degree? A probability of 70% or probability of 90%? So whether, in other words, according to Tosfos, you certainly need a yadit. You need a handle. You need something that is mashma, that you're saying the entire neder. It's mashma, you're saying a hey nazir. But a hey is 70%, 60% that you mean to be a nazir. And when a nazir walks in front of you and you say a hey, that's 90%. But the Rambam, right, I quoted the Rambam again for you just to be able to contrast it. Rambam says, "Ein omer b'nazirus ad shiotzi b'svasav davar shemashma'o eitzo kol ha'am ki'inyan shebelivo." You don't need the world of mashma'ut. Ela kevan shegomar b'libo v'hotzi b'svasav davarim she'inyanam she'yehei nazir afal pi she'inyanot rechokot. Even if it's a possibility, it's not a probability, it's a possibility. According to the Rambam, that l'shitaso, you don't need a yadit. It's enough to have a yad. Yeah?
But in the next
yes?
Tosos comes out with this new category of, you know, enukech klal, and shmuel therefore only requires
coming.
So Tosos would agree with the Rambam then in terms of possibility.
We'll come to the next osis. That next osis is aliba. Right, exactly. But which yad? Okay, so we saw that in the world of Nadarim and Nazir, according to Tosfos, you always need a mashmavut. You need a yadit. According to the Rambam, it's enough to have a yad. Right? It's enough to be a possibility, not a probability. When we are saying that our Gemara allows for a yad in the world of Kedushin, which yad are we referring to? The yadit or the yad? Let's look in the Rambam. Let's look in the Rambam's language. We know the Rambam's code terms. If it says mashma'ut, it means probable. If it says inyan, it means possible. What does Rambam say in Hilchos Ishus? So Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Keitzad ha'isha miskadeshes, im v'kesu v'mekadesh ein pachas mipruta, amala harei mekudeshet li, harei mureset li, harei pli l'isha, v'nosa lepti edim, ha'ish, who she'omer devarim, she'mashma'an, she'koneh ota lo le'isha, v'hu yiten lo ha'kesef. What does it appear from over here? What kind of yad would we move over to Kedushin? What level? Mashma'an?
Probable.
Which makes sense. Again, even if we're going to learn out the din of yad from Nedarim, it could be that in Nedarim, where, as Yisrael pointed out, you have a bitui, you have an expression, maybe it's enough to have a yad. But in the world of Kedushin, where you require a communication, maybe you need a yad mochiach. Maybe you need a mashma'ut. However, look in the next Rambam, in that same parak, halach avav. Hadvarim shiyomar ha'ish, kishi yekadesh, tzarech shiyehe inyanam shehu kone isha, velo sheye inyanam shehikna atzmolo. What phrase does Rambam use? Inyan, not mashma'ut. Right, which would seem to be it's enough to have a possibility, not a probability. The problem is over here, one of girsa. That's the girsa that we have in the Frankel Rambam. But look at the next line where I have the little vav in brackets. Hadavarim sheyomar ha'ish shkishi yekadesh, tzarech sheyehe mashma shukona isha, v'lo yehe mashma shehikna atzmola. Namely, we have, although in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, we have one lashon, shehe mashma'an, in Paragim Allah Chavav, we have a corruption of girsa. We have two girsos. So it's unclear whether the Rambam, again, we're pulling the word of yad over from the world of Nedarim. In the world of Nedarim, the Rambam holds that a yad is enough. You don't need a yadit. An inyan is enough. A possibility. You don't need a probability. What over here is being pulled over is unclear. Right? Are we making a bememotzinu, right? Just like over there, so also over here. Or are we saying, we'll pull over the concept of yad, but you need a mashma'ut. You need a mashma'ut, not just an inyan. Just pointing out, the language of the Rambam is unclear because of the two girsa'ut. I don't know. It's fascinating that it depends which computer program you're using. Some computer programs, the Bar Ilan, already was mat'im their text to Frankel Rambam, but the DBS computer program still uses the Tfus, and they have, so they have Mashmut. Yes?
Which one is the Frankel? The first one or the one above?
The first one is Frankel, and the second one is that which is in the Tfusim. Namely, if you look in the Eben Ha'azel, or you look at, you know, it's who quotes the Rambam they had in front of him, he had the word Mashmut. Yes?
Rabbi just clarified what Rabbi means when he says Yad versus Yadid.
Yeah. We said Yadid. Yadit implies that we have over here a shorthand, which is obviously which is most probably the intent, that when you say this shorthand, it's as though you said the entire statement. Yad, it's enough if you have part of the statement, and l'chora, that part of the statement could be something which possibly could mean, as long as the possibility of your statement coincides with your gemiras das, that's all you need. If you haven't made up your own mind, that's not a neder. But if in your mind you know what you want to say, and then you use terminology, which is a possibility, that should be enough. So Tosa says that that realm of possibility is not on the radar screen. It's irrelevant. Yadayim mochichot, yadayim she'en mochichot. You need a yadit. You need something which is mashmoot. The only question is the degree of mashmoot. But the Rambam says no. He uses different terminology. He says, when you're dealing with the Yad Mochiach, he calls that Mashma'ut. When you're dealing with the Yad She'eno Mochiach, which according to the Rambam is sufficient in the world of Neder and Nazir, then it's enough, he calls it Inyanim, Afal Pi She'en B'Mashma'ut. When we move over to the world of, now we call it Yad, we move over to the world of Kedushin, so Tosfos will say, just as in the world of Nedarim and Naziris, you require Mashma'ut, certainly in the world of Kedushin, you require Mashma'ut. Again, irrelevant how we paskin, yadayim mochichos or ein mochichos. The only question is the degree of probability, 60% or 90%. But according to the Rambam, it's an open issue. Because in halacha, perek alfacha, vav, there are two girsa'ot. One girsa is just like possibility is enough in the realm of neder and nazir, what we call a yad, as opposed to a yadit, who had it in the world of Kedushin, mashenken and perek, Gimel Cha'alef, there the Rambam speaks about Mashma'ut, that you need dafka, the probability. So it's an open question. Okay. However, over here, as Ari pointed out, we have a Tosfos who raises a stira within how the Gemara views the day of Shmuel, and Tosfos' answer opens a Pandora's box. Okay? And the question is, as to, you know, it's, how do we understand, you know, like, within Tosus klape, Tosus, etc. If you look in Tosus hocha b'mayaskinan, Tosus points out over here that the Gemara, Rav Papa asked, how can Shmuel say that harayat mekudeshet without the word li should work? Doesn't Shmuel require nazir over lefanav, which is mashma that you require yadayim mochichot, and the world of harayat mekudeshet without li is not mochiach? So the Gemara then takes a step back and says, no, you misunderstood Shmuel. Shmuel was really talking about a case where the statement was, harei mekudesh et li. And in Achanami, there's no chiddush in that first part of Shmuel. The chiddush is that the second part, harei ani ishech, that's what doesn't work because it has to be in a language of kiyikach, not a language she yikach et atzmo. Okay, mashma from our sugya, the masikach, the bottom line is, to the Shmuel, yadayim dein mochichas lo havien yadayim. And the problem is that we have a stira from not just one sugya, but from two sugyos. A sugya in the Darim on daf Dalet Amud Beis, and a sugya in Gittin on daf Pehei Amud Aleph. The sugya in the Darim is that the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Darim says, ha'omer l'chaveru mudrani mimcha, mufrushani mimcha, mukherkani mimcha, she'eni ochalach, she'eni toemlach, asur. So the Mishnah is talking about different terms that we call kinuyim for the neder, And over there, Shmuel says, "Bekulan ad sheyomar she'eni ochelach she'eni tomach." Now you have to combine the phrases in the Mishnah. You combine mudrani mimcha with sheni ochel v'sheni toim. You combine mufrushani with sheni ochel v'sheni toim. You combine mimchukani with that phrase. My timer, because if you just had the first phrase without the second phrase, we would interpret it differently. Dilma mudrani mimcha d'lo mishtaina badach, not going to stay with you. Mufrushani d'lo avidna maso matan, not going to do business with you. Mukhurkani d'lo ka'imna b'dalet amos, etc. And therefore we need the explanation. So Gemara says, Leima kasavar Shmuel yadayim shem ochichos lo havi yadayim. And the Gemara answers, no, Shmuel learns that Mishnah is like Rav Yehuda who holds yadayim shem ochichos lo havi yadayim. Mashma, what does Shmuel himself hold? And with Shmuel wanted to set up the Mishnah like Rav Yehuda, that the Mishnah should be crystal clear. The Mishnah should be a yad mochiach. Mashma, that Shmuel himself holds, right? That Rav Yehuda, Shmuel sets up the Mishnah like Rav Yehuda. Midakama Shmuel Muki Masin Rav Yehuda Michal the Ihu, he himself, Lo Svira Le Kavase, Ela Svira Le Dahavin Yadayim. The Ein Lefarish, like Yisrael said, the Shmuel sets it up like Rav Yehuda because he holds like Rav Yehuda. Because then, my duchke Shmuel look me masin krav Yehuda. I mean, if he holds that way, so it should simply say that Shmuel holds yadayim she'ein mochichos lo havin yadayim umay kusha my dochik v'muki masin krav Yehuda mishum d'saver lekavasei. Okay, then, but if you don't like that raya, so he has a better raya that we have in Gittin. Gufo shall get, says the Tanakama or Rabbanon, if you want to hareyat muteret lechol adam. As long as that's written into the get, that's all that we need. Rav Yehuda Omer, v'dan di yahave lichi minoi higufo shel get. It's not enough to write hare at muteret l'chol adam, but rather you have to write, and you are muteret via this get that I am giving you. Namely, without that extra statement, what would we think? That how was he matir her? Through his words. And what's the purpose of the get? What kind of a shtar would that be if you already made a kinyan in some other manner? A shtar raya. Kamash malam. We have to have a language within the shtar that this is a shtar kinyan. Okay? So that's a machlokas, Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon. Ushmuel over there, savar k'Rabbanon. So we see, what's the machlokas? That according to Rav Yehuda, you need Mochiach, and according to Rabbanon, you don't need Mochiach. So we have two places where Shmuel says you do not require Yad Mochiach. And our sugya says that according to Shmuel, you require Yad Mochiach. That's also the question. We have a stira in Shas. What is Shmuel Shita by Yad She'eno Mochiach? Is it good? That's what's mashma in Nedarim and Gittin. Or is it invalid? That's what's mashma in our sugya. So what does Tosis do? What does a Rishon do when he has such a stira? He makes a chiluk, right? That's the class. I mean, again, this is the dialectic of Tosfos. Before Tosfos, before it was questions which Bala Tosfos, this is machlokas between Professor Grossman and Professor Soloveitchik, as to who was the Bala Tosfos that came up with the system of chilukim. What was it, Rabbeinu Tam? That's the way Rav Chaim Soloveitchik understood. Or was it already the Riva, a generation earlier? That's this Professor Grossman who held that way. There's a big machokas between them. That until then, what Rishon used to do is give ukimtot. Give ukimtot. But no. And it was also said, tzvei dinim. It's right, working towards the brisker Torah. It's a step towards brisker Torah. So we have two dinim. We have two types of yadayim she'eno mochichos. We have yadayim she'eno mochichos klal. And then we have Yodayim She'eno Mochichos, but not Kral. Right? And that's the difference. If it's Yodayim She'eno Mochichos Kral, that's our sugya. Then Shmuel holds that it doesn't work at all. But if we have Yodayim She'eno Mochichos regular, that Shmuel holds would work. Now we have over here two levels. That's what Tosfos says, Yeshomar, Hareya Mekudeshet Lomar Li, Lomashma Kral de Mekudeshet Li Ka'amar. Why? Because Harei Mekudeshet could mean what? Right. In other words, what was it? A poem by Longfellow, that speak for yourself. Right? In other words, that someone goes over to an Indian princess, and is mekadesh her for his friend, for John Smith, and she tells him, why aren't you mekadesh me for you? Why are you mekadesh me for your friend? Right? That harei mekudeshet l'amar ligo, mashma kalim kudeshet liko, amar dodem osu lekadesh isha l'chaveiro, and it's yadayim shena mochichos klal. That, kamar shmuel lo haven yadayim. But in the world of over there, even without the Tosefet of Sheini Ochel Venishosa, even though it's Yadayim Sheino Mochichos, it's already, it's not a klal, and over there Shmuel holds that it's enough, or Hareyat Muteret L'chol Adam would be enough without V'den Yehei Lichi, but behind the Nedarim have Mochichos Tfei. V'chein ahu dekosef tov segitin, mochichos tenon amagarish es eishes kaveiro, etc. Okay. The question is, namely that according to Shmuel, we have yadayim she'ein mochichos klal, and we have yadayim she'ein mochichot. Here Shmuel says that this is no good. Here Shmuel says this is good. The example of this is, Hareyat Mikudeshet, without the word li. The example of this is Mudrani Mimcha, and in the get, Hareyat Muteret. Right? That here Shmuel holds that this works, and here Shmuel holds that this doesn't work. What about Ehe? Where does Ehe fit in the world of Nazir? Someone simply says, Ehe. Is he a Nazir, is he not a Nazir? It's certainly a Yad She'eno Mochiach. But is it a Yad She'eno Mochiach Klal? Or is it a classic Yad She'ein Mochiach? So what's that totally in according to the Hemshech of Tosfos? There are two girsaos in the sugya in Nazirus, or Nedarim. In Nazirus, in Nazir daf beis amid beis. Now it's in terms of ehe, so yesh svarim de garsei, haomer ehe, hareze Nazir. Vamar Shmuel, vahu shi en Nazir over lefanav, vikoamar, reima Shmuel yadayim shein mochichos lo havian yadayim. So Gemara says, in. Umishem hachi ki nazir over lefanav havi yadayim mochichos umahani avol ein nazir over lefanav havi yadayim she'ein mochichos velo mahani. Namely, that the world of ehe is considered to be a yadayim she'ein mochichos velo mahani. In the world of Ehe, we have, how does this begin? This Yesh Gorsim, Yesh Svarim. We have the Yesh Svarim that Ehe with Nazir Lefanav is equal to Yadayim Mochichos. The Ehe B'li Nazir, just a pure Ehe, is Yadayim She'ein Mochichos. And then there is an Is Svarim. There's another Girsa over there in the Gemara. That Is Svarim de Garse, Lema Kasav Rishmu Yadayim She'ein Mochichos Lohavan Yadayim, Umeshani over Lefanav is Yadayim She'ein Mochichos, Lechol HaPachos. Avol Ein over Lefanav Afilu Ein Mochichos Lohavay. Namely, that we have over here, we have an isfarim that ehe with a nazir is yadayim she'ein mochichos, and ehe without a nazir is yadayim she'ein mochichos klal. So, in other words, when we put these worlds together, these worlds together, so which of these girsaot is going to help us with Tosfos's construct? Tosfos has a construct that, according to Shmuel, if we have a classic Yadayim Shem Mochichos, it works. When we have a Yadayim Shem Mochichos Klal, it doesn't work. Which of these two girsaot fits beautifully into that into that construct? Exactly. This would work out according to Tosfos's Chiluk. But in other words, that when we have a case of Yadayin She'im Ochichos, it works. Yadayin She'im Ochichos works. When we have a case of Yadayin She'im Ochichos Klal, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And then everything, Akol Ba'al Makomo B'Shalom, everything is fine. But what this assumes, right, is that what this assumes is that we could set up a case of Yadayim, which is possible, as opposed to probable. That according to Shmuel, when something is probable, Yadayim Shem Ochichos, it'll work. When something is possible, it doesn't work. So it fits in beautifully according to the Yisfarim. Nazir over Lefanav is Yadayim Shena Mochichos, which is probable, it works. But without a Nazir, Yadayim Shena Mochichos Klal, it's only possible, that doesn't work. However, according to these Sfarim, when a Nazir is Lefanav, then it's Yadayim Mochichos, that certainly works. When it's a Hey, without a Nazir, it's Yadayim Shena Mochichos, and it doesn't work. So what problem are we going to have now with Shmuel? What do we do with this world? We're back to our question. We're back to our question that Shmuel holds Yadayim She'im Ochichos in our sugya. I'm sorry. In our sugya, Shmuel holds in our sugya that Yadayim. We're back to the same question that Tosfos asked. Namely, that we have a Shmuel who holds Yadayim Shein Mochichos doesn't work, and yet that same Shmuel holds Madrani Nimcha and Hareyat Muteret does work. And we were back to our to the question that we started with. Within Tosfos, we answered our question that there are two types of Yadayim Shein Mochichos. That fits into the Yisfarim. But according to the Yisfarim, we have a problem. According to the Yisfarim, in other words, we have an issue. What do we do with Shmuel? So Tosfos just leaves that. He says, I have at least the Yisfarim that agree with me. Yes?
When Rebbe put down Yadayim Shein Mochichos as probable, why is it just, is it possible? Why does it have to be probable?
Because he wants to distinguish between Yadayim Shein Mochichos Klal and Yadayim Shein Mochichos.
Impossible.
What? In other words, you can say Harayat Makudeshet, it's impossible that it relates to his wife. Okay. In other words, we're saying is it's not necessarily probable because, in other words, that this could be, if you want to, even 50-50. Either I'm in Makadesh my wife or I'm in Makadesh her for someone else. Those are the two options. That's what we call possible, right? But Mashenken over here, probably 60-40, 90-10, probably, but it's still called Yadayim She'en Mochicho. So it's probably 60-40, 75-25. Mashenken Mochicho, so it'd be 90-100%, etc. So this fits in with the Yisfarim. It does not fit in with the Yish. Does anyone solve that problem of how do we deal with the girsa of the Yesh Sfarim? So here I sent you to the Ritva. Namely, that this Tosfos, our Tosfos, is dealing with the same construct as the Rambam. He doesn't use the Rambam's language. The Rambam used language in Yonim and Mashma'ut, but that we have, even within the world of Yadayim, again, not in terms of Pesach Halacha, but that we have the concepts of a possible, a probable, Masha'enkein within the Yesh Sfarim. Within the Yesh Sfarim, we are not working with that that's with that, those same terms. So this is what we have over here in the Ritva. If you look in the Ritva, the Ritva begins like a Rishon that we saw, that you'll identify in a minute. Amar Shmuel, b'kedushin nosan rakesef, amalei Rav Papa Rabaye, lememra desavar Shmuel yadayim shem ochichos havin yadayim, perush yadayim, milashon yadot hakelim. The Ritva is assuming, like Rashi, and on the Peyam at Beis and the Ran in the Darim, shehu beit achizatam, ubi achizatam, when you pick up the handle, nitfas kol hakli. V'chein, kol she'eno gomer b'dibur kol inyano, ela shehitzchil bo, v'yesh k'tzat hocheach ba'inyan, l'mashe lo piresh, mimashe piresh, v'nikar mitoch inyano u'ma'asav, ela she'eno huchach gomur, in other words, that we have over here what would you call this? Possible or probable? It's probable. It's not huchach gomur. It's not 100%, but it's probable. Mikri yadayim she'ein mochichot. Namely, even a yad she'ein mochiach has to be probable. This is like hushita that we saw earlier, that you always need probability, you always need mashma'ut. This is Tosfos and Daf Hei Amud Beis, the earlier Tosfos. Huh. Klamar she'ein mochichot b'diburo v'lo b'masav legamrei. U'keshenikar mitoch masav legamrei v'hadat machrat l'kavanoso, that's yadayim mochichot. In other words, the difference between mochiach and ein mochiach is it 70% or is it 95%? V'holekulei al-machoshev kilu hishlim diburo. Avol keshemashlim diburo v'ein bo hochach al-kavanoso yoser mitnyan acher. But if it's just possible, if it's 50-50, afilu yadayim lo mikri. That's not a yad. 50-50 is not a yad. A yad has to be, even if it's eno mochiach, 60-40. V'tzarech ata lemeida shekol shanu omrim lavi yadayim afilu hayas hakavanos linyan gemar kabul naziris o neder o kedushin enam yadayim dachoshev dvorim shebalev, etc. Namely, that the Ritva, we have the Ritva, who is the equivalent exactly of Tosfos on Daf Hei Amud Beis, Dibri HaMashkil Ha, not the bottom Tosfos, not the Hocha, the Tosfos HaMashkil Ha, that we need Mashma'ut, that we need probability. Without probability, then it's not a Yad at all. It's not even a Yad She'eno Mochiach. So we're back to Shmuel. So what do we do with Shmuel? How do we, in other words, our whole way of answering of Shmuel was saying that we have a Yad She'eno Mochiach, which is possible, and a Yad She'eno Mochiach, which is probable. That's how we answered of Shmuel. But if you hold that that which is possible is not a Yad at all, which is Tosfos over here, Dir Maskel Hoth, right, that he asked, let's say that without the word Li, let's say that without the Nazir walking in front of you, it's not a Yad at all. Right? It's not even a yad she'eno mochiach. It's not a yad at all. He says, no, you need probability. So what do we do? What do we do with the sukyos? That over here, Shmuel says that when you have probability, it's good. And in our sukyah, when you have probability, it's no good. We're back to our question. So the Ritva has to answer that. Tosus Dir Maskil Ha was not interested in answering that. The answer that Tosus gives, Dir Maskil Hacha, is not going to help us according to Tosus Dir Maskil Ha and the Ritva. So the Ritva points out that, in other words, how to say this in a brief language is a little difficult, but what the Ritva says, to try and make it clear, is that this sugya over here is according to Rav Papa. Rav Papa holds, like Rava, that yadayim she'ein mochichos do not work. And therefore, Rav Papa decided to set up Shmuel like him. That yadayim she'ein mochichos don't work. V'haraya, Shmuel said, you need a nazir walking in front of you. So you see, yadayim she'ein mochichos don't work. But in reality, Shmuel said that because he was aware that there is a machlokas where the Yadayim She'eino Mochichos works or don't work. So rather than pasken like one side or the other, Shmuel simply gave a case, which is Aliba de Kulei Alma, everyone would agree that if a Nazir is walking in front of you, that works. What would be if a Nazir is not walking in front of you? It could work, it could not work. That's a machlokas. Shmuel didn't want to get involved in that machlokas. Really, Shmuel himself holds Yadayim She'en Mochichos works, that a hay would work, because that's what he holds in Nazir Daf, in the Dharm Daf Beisim and Beis. That's what he holds in Gittin and Daf Peheyam at Aleph. But he didn't want to get involved in it in terms of Nazir. He didn't want to push himself. Rav Papa had an axe to grind. Rav Papa, he paskined the Yadayim She'en Mochichos don't work. He wanted to put Shmuel on his side. But Shmuel himself wanted to remain above it. Hu hadin, in terms of the v'chein di yahavi lichi minoi. How do we view a get without that phrase? Is it mochiach or ein mochiach? Shmuel held even without that it was a mochiach. Even without that, that's mochiach. It's not a yadayim she'en mochichos. But he didn't want to get involved in the issues. He tried to stay above the issues. It's what the Ritva calls it's sugios hamitchalfot. It's sugios that Shmuel takes an approach which would work with kulei alma, but in reality he happens to pass on like one side. But he can work it out according to both sides. So just to see it inside, the next paragraph, Bahasam, the Ritva points out that as machokas abaye v'rava, what's the din of yadayim she'en mochichos? Rav Papa, who is the Baal Memra of our sugya, agrees with Rava, and therefore Rav Papa says that according to Shmuel, yadayim she'en mochichos. He asks the Memra of the Yitzav, Shmuel, yadayim she'en mochichos havi yadayin, and Rav Papa says no. That Shmuel holds that since he added in the case of Nozha Lechafanov, he wanted to prove Yadayim She'en Mochichos Lo Havi Yadayim. But really, in reality, on the top of the next page, V'haydolo Dachinen Hocha V'shmaisik D'Dachinen Hosem V'shem D'hai Sugir D'Hocha R'Papa Sfirulei Yadayim She'en Mochichos Lo Havi Yadayim. That Shmuel over here was just trying to be above it. I'm sorry, the bottom of the first page I gave you, Dachina Le Vamrinan, Lo, Vismancha Nazar Lefanov, Lekalus Fuke Bemilsa Achrisa, Ein Nazar Lefanov, then Dilma Ehebetainis, Klamar Bahavi Adam Shem Mochichos. Vedine bepukta the bai verava, but Shmuel wanted to remain above the machlokes. Similarly, in the sugya in Gitin, that is totally unclear as to whether that's a din of yadayim mochichos or yadayim she'ena mochichos. It's an abaya d'lishita, and you can't bring any proof from what Shmuel says over there, because maybe that's a case of yadayim mochichot. In any case, the reason the Ritva has to go to the extent that he goes is he can't use Tosis's assumption, namely. We have a basic machlokas rishonim as to whether that which is possible, does that come under the world of yadayim, or do we say that which is possible is simply not a yad? That's the machlokas rishonim. According to the Ritva and Tosfos Kafeim and Beis, that which is possible is not a yad. And so they have to say that our sugya, that should be a stira within Shmuel, is lav dafka. But if you allow that yadayim she'en mochichos is the realm of possibility, like we saw in the Rambam, it's just in yonim, it's not mashmos, and still it's in the realm of yad, then you could say that Shmuel will distinguish between two types of yadayim she'en mochichos. That which is possible, that which is 50-50, and that which is probable, that which is 60-40. And then you can answer that over here, when you have 60-40, it'll work. When you have 50-50, it won't work. But that's all within the world of Yadayim. But if you hold that the difference between Nazar HaLechafanav and not Nazar HaLechafanav is that this is very probable, and this is somewhat probable, right, that this would be 80-20, and this would be 60-40, then we can't deal with Shmuel, who holds that Yadayim She'en Mochichos works. Because according to Shmuel, even 60-40 doesn't work. Okay, so Tosus has his answer, that he has the possible and the probable, and the Ritva has to go on and say that our sugya basically is lav dafka. Our sugyas are going to Rav Papa, but Shmuel himself, maybe he only mentioned Nozer Lechafanov to work it out of even the Kuvayama, who was in the sugya and Gitin. Maybe it's not a case of Yadayin Sheina Mochichos, maybe it's a case of Yadayin Mochichos. And that's why Shmuel Paskins over there like the Tanakama. So, okay, that's what we have over here in terms of the world of Yadayin. Let's move over to Daf Vava Med Aleph, okay? World of Vava Med Aleph, Tana Rabbanan. Hareyat Ishti, the third line. Hareyat Arusati. Hareyat Knuyali Mikudeshet. Hareyat Sheli, Hareyat Birshusi, Hareyat Zukukali. Also Mekudeshet. V'lisninu kulu b'chada. Tana tros tros shaminu v'garsinu. Okay, so we have over here two brisos that deal with Lashonos. Can you distinguish between the two brisos? What's in other words, maybe a little differently. Which brisa over here sort of deals with the with terminology, which is the core of Ishus, and which brisa over here deals with terminology that relates to the core of Ishus? Yes?
The second one deals with the core issues of Ishus, and the first one seems to be related to the core issues.
Why do you say that?
Because Kiddushin would be that she is in his Rishas.
Would you say? Let me put it. Which of these is the source, and which of these is the derivative?
The first one seems like the source.
I think the first one is the source. Hareyat Ishti, right? We have a world of Ishus. Hareyat Arusasi. This is the way the Torah defines the woman who was married. Hareyat Kenuyali, right? Kiyikach Ish Isha. These are the core, the core definitions of Ishus, and any of those core definitions would work. Hareyat Sheli, Hareyat Birshusi, those two languages are expressions, are derivatives from which of the first three categories? Ishti, Arusasi, or Knuyali? I would say Knuya as well, right? In other words, these, if you want to use the phrase of Avot and Toldot, it's like the first three are the Avot, and then as Toldot of Hareyat Knuyali, you could use the language Hareyat Sheli, Hareyat Birshusi, that those, you know, that those are the Toldot. How to what degree is this halachic construct? That's a Machlokas Rishon. According to Tosfos HaRosh, Hareyat Knuyali means that the wife is really owned by the husband, Hareza Mamoni, Nistach Posadeyu, etc. According to the Ramban, it's a symbolic relationship. Hareyat Zekukali would come under which of the Avos? Hareyat Zekukali? I would say also Hareyat Arusasi, namely we're dealing with a first stage. The language of Zekuka is a borrowed phrase from the world of Yavam, and we saw previously that the Ramban understood that Zekuka v'omedet is similar to Erusin. There's already something on the table, namely that we have three phrases that represent the Avos, and then we have three others that represent Toldos. Okay, and that's why they were taught in two Brisos. Iboy lehu, Miyuchedet Rimahu, Miyuedet Rimahu, Ezrasi Mahu, Negdasi Mahu, Atsurasi Mahu, Tzalasi Mahu, Sigurasi Mahu, Tachtai Mahu, Tefusasi Mahu, Kukasi Mahu. How over here do Rashi and Tosvos learn this sugya? What is the common denominator of all of these questions? What do we have over here? What phraseology do we have that there's a certain tzad hashaveh that goes through all of these, all at least leaving aside maybe one or maybe two, that go through almost all of these? Yes? Excellent. What Tosa says at the very end, v'necha the kolelu haloshonos hashta lishna dikra. The problem is in two Lashonos, one of which is dealt with by Rashi and Tosas, the other one which isn't dealt with black and white. Which language over here is a question whether this is Lishna Dekra or simply a borrowed phrase? Miuchedetli, Tosas and Rashi quotes a pasuk. Miuchedetli, Rashi quotes a pasuk. Ezrasi, Negdasi, Rashi quotes a pasuk. Atsurasi? This is the question, right? That the Atsurasi, Rashi says, Lashon Atzeret, we're going to borrow it from Shmini Atzeret, we're going to borrow it from Atzeres Tielachem Vashvuas, which means Shetehe Ne'esefet Ibilabayit. Atzeret means to be gathered. And so, we're, you know, the question is whether this system works. Rabosai Amru Lashon Ki Isha Atzura Lanu. Who said to whom Isha Atzura Lanu, and in what context? David said to Achimelech, right, that David was fleeing from Shaul. Michal had put a puppet in the bed, and so David could run away, and he ran away without food and without a weapon. He came to Achimelech, who was a Kohen Gadol in charge of Nov, Ira Kohanim, and he asked him, do you have food and do you have a weapon? And Achimelech answered him, I have food, but you have to eat it b'tahara. Exactly what food this was is a machokas Meforashim, but Lechora, what is referring to over here? No, but what food did he have that had to be eaten b'tahara? So it could be the Lechem HaPanim, after it was removed from the Shulchan, and now became the property of the Kohanim. So the question is, can that be eaten by a Zar b'tahara? So that was the question, that I have this food that can be eaten b'tahara. And so he said to David, are you and your soldiers tahorim? Because David said he was on the special mission, and he and his soldiers. So David answered him, ki isha atzura lanu, that we haven't been with our wives for 3 days. And so we're all tahorim. There's no balkeri among us. We've all been tovel since we were intimate with our wives. But isha atzura lanu seems to imply, what is the word atzura? Right, that we are distanced from our wife. So that's a Rashi's kavod nehira. Who atzura mimenu kamar David haachimelech amar lo David im dishmeru hanarim ach miisha David ahadale isha atzura lanu in a new tahorim. That doesn't imply bringing someone into your house. That implies that you are detaching yourself. So Tosus was, you know, heard Rashi's kasha, and he says, no. What does it mean to say atzura isha atzura? Relates to David Melch is telling history. Once upon a time, our wives were Atsura Mimenu, 3 days ago, but that was a while ago. In other words, once upon a time, we were intimate. So Atsura relates to intimacy. Question about how to read the pasuk. According to Tosis, everything is fine. Even Atsura in that pasuk means Nesefet L'toch Habayit. Which word is unclear that Rashi and Tosis don't refer to? And the Gemara also doesn't really discuss it. Which word I didn't hear? Tfusati. Tfusati means that she is caught by me. Right? But is that a pasuk anywhere? Okay. I just, you know, I'm sure that someone talks about it. I'm just, you know, it's Tosri Azakin, quotes the pasuk, Lashon lo nitfasa. Right? Or it's on a nitfasta imi. Babayis lo nitfasa. It seems to point that she was not neeneset, right? That she was so. But then, it's strange. Okay, it's not. It's but all the others Mishnah Dekra. That's a Rashi and Tosas learn. I seem to recall. I asked Rav Ben Noshe whether he recalls this or not, and he did not recall. But because I said maybe I heard this from Rav Chassin learned Kedushin with us twice in the last 40 years. And I think it was the first time that he learned it with us, not the time that Rav Enosh was with us, that he wanted to say, no, that this braisa is really talking about, or you could learn it, that we're dealing over here with minimally two different categories. The first category would be miyuchedetli, miyuedetli. That there's a certain common denominator over here, miyuchedetli, miyuedetli, which is brought up dafka by the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam that I sent you to, in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam is speaking about the privileges of the king. V'chein lokeach mikol gvul Yisrael nashim upilakshim. Nashim, we know, we have Hilchos Ishus, B'ksuva v'kedushin. Pilakshim, according to the Rambam, b'lo ksuva u'b'lo kedushin. That was his girsa in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? Not, you know, it's Rashi in Chumash, not, it says it's kedushin without ksuva. But the Rambam says, pilakshim b'lo ksuva u'b'lo kedushin. Ela, b'yichud bilvad, kone ota umuteres lo. Aval ahed yod osar b'pilegesh, ela ba'ama ivriya bilvad akar hayi'ud. What in the world is going on over here? The Rambam is telling us that we have a concept of a pilegesh, who shayach to a king, but is not shayach to a hedyot. Okay, that I can listen. But why bring in ela ba'ama ivriya bilvad achar yud? What's the ama ivriya achar yud relevant to the world of pilegesh? So I'd like you to think, could the Rambam over here be dealing with a certain common denominator between an Amma Ivriya, in which the owner has the right of Yiyud, and a king who can bring in a Pilegesh? Do these two have a common denominator? Yes?
That's not exactly Kedushin.
Fine, it's not exactly Kedushin. But why didn't the Rambam say that a pilegesh is ela b'yichud bilvad konam oteres lo, aval ahedyot asur begoya? I mean, what does it have to do? Asur begoya is also not kedushin. I mean, what does it have to do? Sharper, in other words, we take the other side, not what it's not, but what it is. What do we have in the world of yiyud? We have a form of Ishus without Kedushin. A form of Ishus without Kedushin. What do we have in Pilegesh? A form of Ishus without Kedushin. What is the common denominator between being Miyaed, a Shivcha, and a king taking a Pilegesh? Namely, when do we have this form of marriage without Kedushin? Under what circumstances? What common denominator do we have between a master and his Amma Ivriya, and between a king and a Pnuya? It's not fair that I ask these questions because you don't live in a world of kings. But what's the world of a king? Excellent. He is the Adam. He is the Adam. That's the Mishpat HaMalucha. He can take land. Melech Poretz Geder. In other words, he's the Adam. Everything is under his control. And so we say that when you have a woman under your control, you can marry her without Kedushin. How do you marry her? Simply, what does he write? How do you marry a woman under your control? The yichud bilvad. In a hedyot, do we find a woman under your control? An amma ivriya, right? In other words, that's exactly what he is pointing. Aval hedyot aser bepilegesh, because she's not under his control. Ela ba'amma ivriya bilvad achar yiyud. Namely, we have over here a category of ishus, which is entered into without a kinyan, without Kesef Shtarubiya, which is entered into via Yichud and Yiud. What is the Gemara now asking? Now going back to our sugya, Miyuchedet Mahu, Miyuedet Li Mahu. What if I take a term which is used for a world of Ishus, and I combine it with Kesef Shtar and Kedushin? Would that work? I'm borrowing from the world of Hilchos Malachim. We have a track of Ishus, which is called control. When I control a woman, I can marry her without ishus. If I'm a king, any pnuya is under my control. I can marry her via yichud. If I'm not a king, I'm a hedyot, so there is a shivcha, an ama ivriya, who's under my control. I can marry her via yiud. What if I take those two terminology, those two terms, miyuchedetli and miyuedetli, and rather than apply them to a pilegish or to the ama ivriya, I'll apply them to a free woman who's not under my control. And with those two terms, I will say, you know, it's b'kesef zo, b'shtar zo, b'biya zo. Would that work? That's a good question. Namely, we have the classic track of ishus, harayat mekudeshet li, harayat kenuya li, harayat mureset li, with kesef, shtar, and biya. What if I take a track of ishus which exists in the world of the pilegish, in the world of the ama ivriya, use that terminology with kesef, shtar, and biya? That's the question of the Gemara. Namely, it's not pulling this out of Lishna Dekra, but rather pulling these out of the world of Ishus, that the world of Ishus has a track which is found in Hilchos Malachim. Okay, where we have a common denominator between Pilegesh and Ama Ivriya, and that's why the Rambam brings them together. That the Hedyot, by him, you can't be Mekadesh B'Yichud Bilvad, because the woman is not subjugated to him. Ela Ba'ama Ivriya, there we have the equivalent of the Pilegesh to the king, Achar Yiud. Using that track, then, what's the common denominator between all of the other phrases? Again, leaving aside Tfusasi. But in what context?
Creation.
Creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a woman with all of these phrases, right? Ezer, Neged, Tzela, Segura, Tachtai, Lukukasi, right? And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He created a woman, and what did he do with that woman? He gave her to man as his wife, right? He put that woman into man's house. Do we have such a track of ishus, of taking a woman and putting her into a man's house? No? What's the Rambam Paskin in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Ishus? What? So maybe these terms, now again, this is a term, these terms make sense in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking a woman and being machnis here into the house. That worked Kodem Matan Torah. But what the question of Gemara is, what if we take these terms and we combine them with what? With Kesef, Shtar, and Biya. Would that work? Namely, I'm taking the Kesesh Tarubiya and I'm combining it with a term that relates to the track of Kodem Matan Torah, parallel to what I did with Pilegesh, or parallel I did with Yiud. I took the Kesesh Tarubiya and combined it with a track of Pilegesh. I combined it with a track of Yiud. That maybe over here, this is what the... this is what, and then it would also fit into Atsurasi. That what is, you know, again, Rashi and Tosfos are working off of Lushna Dekra. I'm not working off of Lushna Dekra, I'm working off of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's action. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He created woman and gave her to man. Atsurasi, what does Rashi say? Ne'esefet labayit. Okay, that's Machnisa Letoch Beso. Tfusasi, that's also Machnisa Letoch Beso. That, in other words, we don't need a Lushna Dekra according to this, but we're working off of tracks of ishus that are what we call antinomian or non-nomian or anomian, right? Tracks of ishus that are not halachic tracks of ishus. A Kodem Matan Torah track of ishus, a Pilegesh Yiud track of ishus, taking the language of those tracks and combining it with Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. That would be, that which would help us within our sugya to understand the suffix. And the only one of these that the Torah allows for is Lukuchasi, Shenemar Ki Yikach Ish Isha, that term is used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Ki Me Ish Lukacha, ki me'ish lukacha. It's used by Kosh Baruch, but it's also used in ki yikach, and so that one certainly works. Iboy lehu charufasi mahu. Toshma, the Tanya charufasi mekudeshet. She came by Yehuda karnel arusa charufa. The Yehuda havi aruba da alma. Hachika amar. Ha'omer charufasi mekudeshet shenemar vehi shivcha nechers leish. Ve'od by Yehuda karnel arusa charufa. The Yehuda ve'od likra. Ela hachika amar. Ha'omer charufasi by Yehuda mekudeshet shekein by Yehuda karnel arusa charufa. Okay, then we have over here a Hava Mina and a Gemara that both Rashi and Tosos explain. That the Hava Mina is that we're working off of which Harufasi, a Lishna Dikra, which is found where? In Parshas Kedoshim, right? Kiye Shivcha Harufa Le'ish. And that was the Hava Mina. And that should work universally. The maskana is that we're dealing with a language which has nothing to do with the pasuk. The pasuk is not talking at all about the world. No track of Ishus, but rather a language that was used as a slang in Yehuda. And what's the chiddush of the maskana? That this language which is used as a slang works? Only in that area where it is a slang. Okay? So here, I sent you to the Ritva, who understands from this a principle. Elohachi ko'amar, ha'omer charufasi b'Yehuda mekudesh, Yehuda karnel arusa charufa, shamina mihacha, shekidushin shenemru b'chol lashon, shemashmu'uto b'oso makom, lashon kedushin, have kedushin. If you go over to him and say, will you marry me? Right? In English, that would be lashon kedushin. Afal pi she'eno lashon Torah, va'omer la'loazut b'ladz, va'aravit la'aravim, v'yivanit li'yivanim. As long as we both speak English, I can use the word marriage. If we both speak Yiddish, I can use whatever phrase there is in Yiddish for marriage, etc. Whatever that we learn out from here, that you can be mekadesh a woman b'ladz. Okay? That's the maskana. What over here is different between the Havan and maskana, so I should have really sent you to the Gemara in Krisus, but I sent you to the Gemara in Gittin, because that's what Rashi and Tosa send us to, that we have the pasuk, ki ish ki ishkaf es ish ashich vazer v'ish yivcha nechref es le'ish, v'hevdei lo nefdasa machokes tanoim. What does this pasuk refer to? What does Rabbi Akiva say? Who is the subject of our pasuk? Who is the shivcha nechref es le'ish? Chatzi shivcha, chatzi baschorin, right? Peduya ve'ena peduya. Chetzi shivcha, chetzi baschorin. And who is she married to? Eved Ivri. Really, she could be married to any Jew. It would be the same issue. That's what the Suga in Gittin talks about. But the only one precious that would marry her would be an Eved Ivri. She's a Chatzi Shivcha, Chetzia Baskorim, Ureset Le'Eved Ivri, Yuri Akiva, Rabbi Yishim. And that's the Havamina. So we have a language of Kedushin. We have a language of Kedushin. This language, the question is, does this language work? And the maskana is like Rabbi Yishmael, b'shivcha kananis hakasa medaber. What does it mean, mureset levet ivri? What does the Gemara say? Mureset means miyuchedet. There's no kedushin, that's tofes, in a shivcha kananis. And heftalo nifdasa is dibra Torah b'lashon b'nei adam. So then the phrase charufa has nothing to do with the world of kedushin. It's a laz. It's a laz which was used in Yehuda. Over here we have the psak of the Rambam that you saw earlier in Ishus Gimel Vav, right? That the Rambam paskin said, what's the halacha if you use the language of charufa? Mm-hmm. Right? Zikuka hare charufasi harezo mekudeshes. And he's not talking about Yehuda. So what does the Ritva point out? How does the Rambam paskin in the world of shivcha charufa, like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael? Like Rabbi Akiva. So l'shitato, the havamin of the Gemara is the maskana, according to the Rambam. Within our sugya, the maskana is Rabbi Yishmael. But the Rambam himself paskins like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, what we're left with over here is the Rashba. Okay, so that we'll begin with next time. The Rashba over here, in terms of the world of Charufa, where he asks the Chora a very good question. And there is an Avnei Miluim, I'll send you to it, who I think answers the Rashba's question. And then we'll move over into the sugya of Asukim Bosu Inya. Okay? So that we'll see Yemir Tzah Hashem. Yeah. Yeah. Harufasi.
That's from Harufasi.
The Harufasi, according to Maskana of the Gemara, is not a language of Kedusha. We pass like Rabbi Yishmael. The Torah is talking about a Shifcha Kananis. There's no concept of Kedusha by a Shifcha Kananis. But in Yehuda, it was a slang. So you see that a slang works. And so Laz is no worse than a slang. That's the Raya of the Ritual. Okay, so we will continue B'li Neder and Yom Revi'i. Again, we'll start off with Harufasi with the Rashba and the Avdei Miluim, and then move over into the Sugya of Asukin Bosu Inyan. Then we'll continue.